Surveillance tech means police can track protests and protesters even after the demonstrations end. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. It's too soon to know what surveillance tools police departments across the country are using to identify protesters or looters in the past week. But we know there are a lot of them, from widespread camera technology to drones to license plate readers, not to mention the facial recognition tool known as Clearview AI, which has been used by dozens, if not hundreds, of law enforcement agencies. Civil rights activists say these tools can be used to track protests, in some cases to keep the peace, but they can also be used to find organizers and even arrest protesters after the fact. And there aren't a lot of rules about how they get used. Saira Hussein is a lawyer for the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Law enforcement has access to things like CCTV networks, gunshot detection, stingrays, more commonly known as cell site simulators, face recognition, possible aerial surveillance. Oftentimes, law enforcement also has the ability to access private networks like Ring. So law enforcement agencies many times are acquiring these technologies without sort of any sort of public process, where the public may not even be aware that they're using it. And because courts haven't necessarily caught up to the use of these various technologies, oftentimes the constitutional protections aren't put in place either.
We've heard a lot of reporting about Clearview AI specifically. How much, to your knowledge, is that in use now?
When we're talking about face recognition, we know that it is proliferating across the country, that there are many law enforcement agencies that already have this in use. And we know that after the whole Clearview scandal came to light, that some law enforcement agencies decided to stop their partnership, but others haven't. Clearview is the subject of active litigation. Some law enforcement agencies continue to partner with them.
In the context of protest, how are these tools used sort of before, during, and after?
So in the moment, there are technologies being used, things like cell site simulators as well, that can then identify where the locations of these devices are. Mm-hmm. Individuals who posted on Facebook or Twitter were identified after the fact. Baltimore is one of the most prevalent examples that we have seen where we actually know that law enforcement used this tool called Geofedia, which looked at public feeds for social media to try to identify people's locations during the 2015 protests in Baltimore to protest the death of Freddie Gray. And many people were arrested on completely unrelated charges because they were in the vicinity of the protests. So, you know, sort of mass surveillance in that form is incredibly problematic. But also knowing that when we're talking about face recognition, they can always look at the footage after the fact and connect you through, you know, the readers that they have or the face recognition. I think that it's really important for people to know that we're not just talking about in the moment, but also after the fact, that this technology can possibly be used by law enforcement.
Saira Hussein is a lawyer for the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The ACLU sued Clearview AI last week, arguing that it violated an Illinois law that prevents companies from using people's face or fingerprint data without their consent. And now for some related links. There's more reading on the Clearview AI lawsuit at our website, marketplacetech.org. A lawyer for the ACLU told the New York Times that the company's technology, if left unchecked, is, quote, going to end privacy as we know it. And we've also got a link to a piece on Wired called How to Protest Safely in the Age of Surveillance. And here's what else we're watching in tech. A virtual protest at Facebook over the company's refusal to flag or remove that inflammatory post by President Trump that invoked shooting protesters and used a phrase from the 60s associated with racial violence and aggressive policing. Employees posted publicly on Twitter to say they disagreed with Facebook's stance and CEO Mark Zuckerberg's reasoning for leaving the post up. Those employees staged what some are calling a virtual walkout. Two senior executives told the New York Times that they would resign if the decision wasn't reversed, and another reportedly decided not to start a new job at the company. Other employees are circulating petitions internally. Zuckerberg is scheduled to take questions from employees in a company town hall today. As for another tech billionaire who runs a social media site, the information got its hands on a 2,000-word internal memo from Snap CEO Evan Spiegel, a guy who doesn't usually say that much. But he wrote to employees that racial and economic inequality mean that, quote, the American experiment is failing. He said the U.S. needs a commission on racism and its legacy to strengthen civil rights, investigate the criminal justice system, and make reparations and repatriations to America's Black community. The 29-year-old also wrote that billionaires and corporations must pay higher taxes to ensure a more fair society. It was, to say the least, unexpected. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.